Morgan, a two-time state champion for Vandalia High School as a girl wrestler, also got a second place finisher last year. Of course, know you're trying to go for the three-peat, but you know, going back to the beginning, how did you get involved in wrestling and kind of kick off your career? You know, was there a specific person that said, you know, just, hey, try this, or somebody that you knew that you saw doing it that made you decide to want to do it?
It'd be my little brother. He would always go onto the mat and cry, and I would make fun of him, you know, older sister. I'm like, come on, you won. What are you doing? And then my dad just kind of was like, you know what? You're going to make fun of him. You're going to have to wrestle. So he put me in a random tournament, and that's basically when it all started.
And how old were you at that point?
I was going into my freshman year in high school.
Hey, so of course, you know, at that point, yeah, you're a teenager then, as you're looking to get going with everything, and so you get in that random tournament. You know, when did you become involved in Vandalia High School wrestling then? Was it your freshman year, or did you wait till your sophomore year, or how'd that work?
So I started my freshman year. My dad he went and talked to Coach Clay and said, hey, my daughter wants to wrestle. I was so nervous. I was like, do I really want to do this? And then it just kind of like clicked instantly, and I just became a natural.
Were you intimidated going into the practice room at all? Because obviously, you know, at this point, there's just not a lot of girls really that are wrestling on each team. You know, you see a lot of girls you're finding out are actually a part of the sport across the state, but you really don't see more than, you know, maybe two or three girls as part of an individual team, and you don't really see full girls teams at the high school level. So was there any intimidation factor for you when you were first going in, knowing that at that point you were the only girl?
Oh yeah, most definitely. It was so, I didn't know if the guys would, how they would react. I didn't know if they were going to accept me or just see it as attention.
And what did that first season end up being like for you as far as, you know, did you have a lot of success on the mat right away the first year? Or were there kind of some growing pains getting into the sport just as that first year?
It was definitely hard. I got a lot of hate. I didn't have... I had so much support from my family and my friends, but I did not have any support from my team. They were just like, oh, she's here. They didn't really think anything of it. I had a bunch of more losses than anything. I had very limited matches, too. And then that's when I was just like, you know what? I'm going to take their hate and their just put it against them and just use that as my drive to keep going.
And of course, then aside from high school wrestling, of course, I know you do a lot of wrestling after the high school season officially ends, and you keep going, you know, with IUWCOA and all that. So did you see that jump in improvement, that big jump come after that freshman year before you headed into your sophomore year, or was it kind of a gradual build?
Oh, yeah, I definitely saw... like, my strength came out. I went from this shy person that didn't want to talk to anyone. Like, I would walk down the halls and with my head down into, like, the person I am now. I can talk to anyone in the crowd. Like, it just instantly clicked. Like, I now have a huge wrestling family, and it was just amazing how much we all came together, and they were all just like, here you go, Morgan. Here's a little kick in your butt. Come on. You got this, girl. It was a lot.
So, of course, you go into your sophomore season, and you know, as you said, you started to find that strength, and you started building, and it seems like it all paid off, because that came with that came state championship number one for you.
Oh, yeah. I was not even expecting to win. I was just going in. I was like, maybe I'll win a couple matches. We'll see how I go. And then it got to the finals round, and I was like, what the heck? Here I am. And then, like, I still remember the moment when I actually won. I could hear my mom screaming from the top of the terrace. And it was so much emotion, and it was crazy how much, like, my heart just instantly, like, dropped. I was like, oh my gosh, did I do this?
And of course, you go through that sophomore season, and in the, it culminates in that championship. So then between your sophomore and your junior season, did that kind of put a little bit more pressure on you to perform junior year? Or, again, was that just, you know, as you said, kind of another kick in the pants to say, hey, I can do this, but I have so much more left that I can actually do, and the sky's the limit?
When I won that first state championship, that's when the community started realizing that I was actually there to represent Vandalia and not just for attention. And that's where I got more supporters on and off the mat, is when between that is when they're like, oh, she's actually really good, like, let's watch her and support her.
So going through that the high school season, your junior year, and really started to get into some more matches as far as, you know, high school level, where just the level of athleticism of the guys that you're wrestling during IHSA season, it was just at another level. How much of a push was that for you, and how much did that aid you to work up towards Girl State in 2018?
Oh, yeah. I had the guys on the mat. They helped me so much. They'd be like, okay, Morgan, we're going to out-muscle you, but then I had to figure out that I had to outskill them. Like, I took all my wins and all my losses as a learning. I didn't take them. I wasn't like, oh, yay, I won. I was more like, okay, now what do I need to work on? Now what do I have that I can improve in myself?
So you get to IWCOA State, then Girl State in 2018, knowing that, okay, you just won your first championship the year before, and people obviously, again, you know, they were they know who you are at that point, and they know what you can do. So when you got down to that weekend with Girl State, a little bit more pressure on you, or again, was that just, did you use that as fuel again, saying, okay, I've done it once before, I can do it again?
I use that as fuel. I actually decided for the sectionals to wrestle the 96 and the 101, so I cut down, and I ran a total of like 20 miles that week. I built so much endurance, I lifted so much, I just like hit it hard, and I just knew I'm just going to wrestle my heart out and just show them what I got.
So, of course, you win your second championship, and, you know, at this point, two-time champion, and heading into your senior year, and knowing that you've done so many big things. But again, it just seems like, you know, obviously for girls wrestling, there's just so much potential out there, and so just, again, there's so many barriers that can be broken. So was that on your mind going into your senior year for IHSA wrestling, knowing, okay, now I'm a two-time state champion this year, and this is my senior year, my last year in the IHSA. So did you go in thinking I still have something to prove?
I did, and then I didn't. Taylor came in, and I had to show her how to work to be better than all the hate comments. Me and her work so hard together, because for girls wrestling, you being on a guy's team, you have to prove yourself that you're there. Like, you have to stand your ground, or they're just going to walk all over you. And we did not let that happen. We kicked so many doors down. Like, it's crazy to look back and know that I paved the way for Vandalia girls wrestling.
So, of course, you go through IHSA, have a successful season, again, with the team. As, you know, as we all know, Vandalia High School Wrestling has been successful year in and year out. And you get through that season, again, another great season, and you head to IWCOA State again, girls state champion twice, and you're heading for your third. And unfortunately, of course, it didn't come out the way you wanted with a championship, a tough decision loss, 5-3, if I remember right, in the championship. So, still looking back and knowing, okay, I got the two state championships and finished second, you know, do you kind of look at that second place going, okay, I should have won, that should have been mine, or are you just happy because of what you did accomplish?
I was more happy of what I did, because I also, that summer before, I tore my labrum in my shoulder, so I was coming back off an injury, and I worked really hard to get it done, like, recovered for that match, because I knew it was going to be hard. And I knew that I had to work my butt off to get there. But, shoot, like, I know the girl, and She's very skilled, and she's wrestled for many more years than me, but I just knew, like, I accomplished so much. Yes, I was disappointed at first, but then I just looked back, and I was like, yes, like, there's so much more that I did, that I accomplished, that who cares if I got second place? I still got second. Like, that's still good.
Of course, you know, you mentioned your sister, Taylor, and, you know, she's in high school now and going to be a senior next year. You got your sister, Lauren, coming up, and I know you got girls like Sophie Bowers in the that are going through junior wrestling and that are going to be coming up. So, you know, just looking at those girls, and then any girls who may be thinking, you know, maybe this is something I want to try, but they're still unsure, you know, as, you know, one girl wrestler to another, you know, what is probably one of the main pieces of advice that you would give them as they're either starting their journey or continuing with wrestling?
To stand their ground and don't let the boys walk over them. That you need to prove yourself and push yourself. Do not let their comments or their hate against you to bring you down. Just use that as fuel to just keep pushing forward and show them what you got.
And, of course, also as you went through, you know, so you've kind of learned that and you can share that advice. But, you know, as you went through your career also, you know, what were some of the main things that were told to you as far as, you know, not just maybe wrestling lessons, but life lessons that you're going to carry? Because I know you had your dad for a coach from the beginning, and then also, you know, had guys like obviously Coach Clay, Jason Clay, and then some of the others with Matt Schroyer and Alex Foster and Patrick Meyer. So, you know, what are some things that they taught you that, again, maybe not just wrestling and just things in general in life that you're going to carry with you?
Oh, yeah. They taught me that I need to see the light in myself. They saw it before I did, and they helped me light that fire. Like, Foster went to each girl's state with me, and he was there to coach me, and he pushed me. And he knew my strengths and my weaknesses, and he helped me improve on them. So did all the coaches. They were all there telling me what I need to work on and what I need to do to keep growing as a wrestler and a person.